baby, baby. All I'm saying is we should cool it for a while. Now, what's that thing? If you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, that's it. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm really broken up about this. Hey, pick fast. Come on, now. No tears. No, oh. I'll never forget you either, Sandy. Linda? Really? Oh, I thought I was talking to your sister. Oh, well, tell her same goes.
Hey, Fringer, do you have a minute?
Yes, of course, Ross. What is it?
Well, you're not going to like this idea. You're going to complain and make up excuses and then say no anyway.
It's the very words I would use to woo my dear Lilith.
Okay, here goes. I have this friend, and I think you two would really hit it off.
And you were wondering if I might meet her for a drink, which might lead to dinner, and then after that, who knows where?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, listen, Ross, did you hear that?
What?
If you listen very carefully, you can actually hear my skin crawling.
I know, blind dates stink, but I'm a friend, and I'm worried about you.
Oh, Ross.
When was the last time you were with a woman?
Well,
seems like almost a year.
Oh, it has not been that long. I mean, that is a laugh. Ha! The last time was, the tree was still up. Oh, God.
Her name is Sharon. She's 5'7".
Oh, Ross, I'm not interested.
But she's an incredible person. Oh. She's smart. She's funny. She's a former pro golfer. She just hasn't met the right guy.
A woman golfer. I'll be quite certain there is a right guy.
She dates men.
Not this one.
She plays chess. She loves your show. And I know this sort of thing isn't supposed to matter to people like you, but I've seen her in the shower at the gym.
Please.
She has a body that makes Bo Derek look like Bo Diddley.
A chess player, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
Look at these pants.
Oh, dear, Mr. Crane. Did Eddie drag you through the puddles again?
Every last one of them. Eddie, get in here. Eddie, I'm in now. What am I gonna do with you? My favorite shoe's a salt. Eddie, look at me when I'm talking to you.
You're doing it again.
What?
You're acting like one of those nut jobs in the park who treat their pets like children.
Yeah? Well, when you do it outside, you're a nut. When you do it inside, it's your own damn business. Eddie, go to your room.
Oh, don't worry about your shoes. I'll get them all dried out for you.
Well, I hope. They're not just any shoes, you know. These are Muckabees, most comfortable shoes made. Air-cushioned insoles, deep flannel lining. You know, I remember one anniversary I surprised Hester with a pair of Lady Muckabees. Don't remember which anniversary, but I know it ended with a zero.
I don't doubt that.
Oh, all right, I forgive you. I love you, too. Yeah, I do. You'll always be my very best boy.
You know, Dad, there are some fathers who actually praise their sons and whistle at their dogs.
New suit, huh? Who's the lucky girl?
Well, if you must know, I'm meeting a friend of Roz's today after work, but it's no big deal.
Oh, congratulations. What's it been, a year?
It has not been that long.
I remember the tree was still up.
Wow, look at you all got up. Look at Doug's dinner.
Yes, it's a new suit. Yes, I'm meeting a woman. And yes, it has been a while.
Well, thanks. That reminds me. I have to order my cards.
Daphne, are you finished here with the microwave?
Oh, no! Ooh. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to leave them in there for so long.
Yes, well, English cooking strikes again. Well, I think you should be happy that one of your patients feels healthy enough to terminate his therapy.
I would, but it's happened so often lately, I find myself in financial straits. Deep financial straits. Look at this belt.
Spanish leather.
Yes, well, if Mr. Blackwell comes in, I'll create a diversion. You can make a dash for it.
Obviously, the time has come for me to expand my practice, so I'm placing an ad in Seattle Style magazine.
Advertisement? Isn't that a bit commercial for a psychiatrist?
Said Dr. Pot to Dr. Kettle. Besides, a highly respected obstetrician on my floor did it, and now his waiting room has more swollen bellies than a Buddhist temple.
It's a good image.
I like it. Here. I'm on my way to call it in. I just wanted to run it by you.
All right. Dr. Niles Crane, young specialist, servicing individuals, couples, groups. Satisfaction guaranteed. Mm. Tell me where it hurts. Well, that's just excellent, Niles. Only missing now is a very tasteful cartoon, you smiling brightly and holding a shrunken head.
I'm sorry I didn't hear you. I was too distracted by your face going by on the side of a bus. I'm off.
Hey, wild thing.
Yes, hello.
Look, we have on the same belt.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Ross.
Hey, Frazier. Okay, Sharon's going to be here any minute.
Oh, you didn't say anything to her, did you?
No, not a word. She has no idea this is a setup.
Good, good. Now, listen, if I don't like her, I will simply excuse myself and leave. But if I do like her, I will find some polite and discreet way of indicating that you may go. Beat it, Ralph.
Hi, Sharon.
Good to see you. Look who I ran into, my boss, Dr. Frazier Crane.
Hello.
Frazier, this is Sharon Payton.
Oh, pleased to meet you. I'm a big fan of your show.
Thank you.
I'm sure you're tired of hearing that. You probably get it all the time.
Oh, well, not lately.
Listen, Sharon, I am so sorry to do this to you, but I just got a call from the office, and it's urgent, and I have to go.
Oh, sure, that's all right.
Well, you know, as long as you're here, you might as well join me.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Okay.
Bye, Ross.
Bye.
You know, I really do love listening to your show. I think it's because you have such a soothing voice.
What a very kind thing to say.
I almost called in once.
Really? May I ask what the problem was?
Well, I'm terribly competitive, which is great for sports. I used to play pro golf, but sometimes it seeps into my personal life.
Ah, well, I don't really think that's too great a problem, but if I were to make a recommendation, it might be to start seeing a therapist.
Whoa! Hello, gorgeous.
Hello, Doug.
It's not you. Hey, are you going to introduce me?
Well, actually, I wasn't, no.
Bob Briscoe.
Sharon Payton.
Yes, good to see you, Bulldog. Don't be a stranger.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Sharon Payton. I know you. LPGA, you won the Denver Open. 1992.
You know, there's a fabulous year for a particular Chambertin I took a shine to.
I know you, too. You're that guy that said golf is not a sport.
Well, it's not.
Really?
Yeah, no cheerleaders, no blood, and the only cups involved are in the ground.
You know, this reminds me of a debate I had with my brother Niles about whether or not Stephen Sondheim is really light opera.
Now, I have a theory that people who put down golf do so because they can't play well.
Is that a challenge?
It might be.
If we leave right now, we could get in 9 holes.
Loser buys dinner.
I got a 9 handicap.
You're on. Frazier, would you like to join us?
No, I don't play.
Oh, well, it was really nice meeting you.
Likewise.
I'll get my coat.
Hold up. Listen, Ross set this up that I might meet Sharon. Do you got here? Things were going in a very positive direction.
Yeah, well, things seem to have changed, haven't they? What do you eggheads call that? Irony?
Look, is there nothing I can do to appeal to your sense of decency?
Hey, I have no sense of decency. That way my other senses are enhanced.
But the real secret of Muckabees is that they mold themselves to the shape of your foot. Now, my problem was always hammer toes. At hammer toes, you have a hell of a time finding shoes. But Muckabees fit over my hammer toes like a glove. Funny, you know? When you're young, you dream about fame and fortune. And when you get to be my age, all you really want out of life is a comfy pair of shoes.
Right now, I'd settle for never hearing the word hammer toes again.
Hey, don't give me any attitude. It wasn't me that nuked the Muckabees.
Oh, I'm not the one who can't remember where the store is where you bought the damn shoes.
Just drive. I'll tell you when to stop. Stop!
Is that it?
It's a red light. In this country, we stop for those.
All right.
Woman driver.
Hammer toes.
Frasier.
What? Oh, oh. Haven't you spoken with Sharon?
I tried, but she wasn't home all weekend. Frasier.
Look, before you snap my behind with a wet towel. Last time I saw Sharon was leaving Cafe Nervosa with Bulldog.
Frasier, how did you let that happen?
Well, I don't know. The whole thing is sort of a blur. We were talking about golf and something called a handicap. The next thing I know, I'm sitting there with a cappuccino muttering to myself in a very soothing voice.
I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right, Ros. It's just the whole thing just catapulted me back to high school. You know, people know me as an adult, but back then I was rather an unathletic, bookish sort.
Get out. But
jocks were the bane of my existence. They always called me a weenie, and they would steal all the girls that I wanted.
Oh, Frasier, you must have had some girlfriend.
Friends, yeah. Yeah, anytime they wanted a sensitive shoulder to cry, but some blockheaded pillar of testosterone would come by, and it was, bye-bye, Frasier, maybe we can study later. And I'd head home to Niles, and we'd put on the Brandenburg Concertos and play air violin.
Gee, what a couple of nerdlingers.
Well, I suppose you were Miss Popular in high school.
I would say yes.
I'm guessing that explains why, too.
Hey, guys. What a weekend.
Listen, Bulldog, Sharon is my friend, and you better not hurt her.
What, hurt her? Hurt her? I am crazy about her. I never felt this way before. You know, on my way to work, all these songs on the radio suddenly made sense to me. Have you ever listened to the words to Time in a Bottle? It's so beautiful, man. I had to pull over.
Oh, my God. It's in love.
And last night, for the first time in my life, I actually said those three little words. Stay for breakfast.
You had sex with Sharon?
Doc, please. We made love. You know what? I gotta call her. No, wait. No, I gotta play hard to get. But I miss the sound of her voice. I'm calling her. No. Wait, it's too needy. Chicks hate that. I shouldn't call her. But I want to. Doc, what should I do?
Don't ask me. I don't even know who you are.
This was it. This was the Muckabee store. Now it's gone, and so are the only shoes I ever loved.
Mr. Green, look at me. We're talking here about something that's old and smelly and dirty.
Hey. Not you. We're talking about Muckabees. Great shoes. Just to sell them.
Yeah.
What happened to the store?
Moved.
Do you know where?
Yeah. It'll cost you.
How much?
Oh, not money. I want a kiss.
What?
You heard him.
Mr. Cray.
You burned him. You owe me. It's only a kiss. Not her.
This is Dr. Frasier Crane, KACL 780, Talk Radio.
Thought you'd never finish.
You know, Niles, once I buy us dinner and a lot of martinis.
Well, sounds great, except for the dinner part.
Take it you had a bad day, too?
I had an abysmal day. Remember the ad I placed?
Oh, yes. Dr. Niles Crane, Jung specialist, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, well, they've made a tiny little typo. See if you can find it.
Niles Crane, hung specialist. Oh, my.
The rest they got perfectly. Mm-hmm. Servicing individuals, couples. Groups. Satisfaction guaranteed. Tell me where it hurts.
Well, any calls?
It's a telephone.
Yes, well. We'll start with double martinis.
All right.
Hey, Doc, wait a sec. I need the name of one of those fancy restaurants you go to. Hey, hi, Sharon. It's me, Bob. Hey, I had a great time last night. Listen, how about dinner tonight? You do? All right, how about tomorrow night? Hey, it's a good thing I'm not paranoid. I think you were dumping me. Well, I walked into that one.
Yeah, me too. Good luck, Sheriff.
Yeah, sorry, Bulldog.
Me too. I'll call Francois, see if he can get us a table on the patio.
10 seconds, Bulldog.
All right, right.
Listen, Bulldog, are you going to be all right?
What, me? Are you kidding? And the Bulldog. Attention, sports fans, you are in the doghouse. For some weekend scores. In football, the Packers crushed the Saints 42-10, and the 49ers humiliated the Patriots 35-7. And in golf, golf sucks, right? Go to golf. You're in the doghouse. Put on a flea collar.
We have the table, Frazier, but Francois says he can only hold it for 10 minutes.
In a minute.
By the way, what's up with the rumor that the Seahawks are thinking of leaving Seattle again?
I have no respect for that, man. Anyone who has their fun, then they just leave you. Well, hey, to hell with them, right? We'll get another team. A team that won't ever leave us. A team we can love forever.
You better go to commercial.
I already did.
Hold on, are you going to be all right? You think you can take the show?
Wait, Bulldog, we need a tape. Where's the best of Bulldog?
She took the best of Bulldog.
We've got dead air in 15 seconds.
Oh, great. Okay, I'll go get Bulldog. You, take over the show.
Me? A sports show?
You're the only one here.
Okay, sports enthusiasts, this is Dr. Fraser Crane filling in for Bob Bulldog Briscoe. You're on the air.
This is Mike. I wanted to talk to Bulldog, but you'll do. So what's your take on the damn Yankees this season?
Are you speaking of the frothy musical adaptation of the Faustian myth, or the baseball team, of which I know nothing?
What a weenie.
Doesn't that take me back? But he brings up a good point. You see, while I'm on the air, please feel free to call in about anything other than sports. Please. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, you think it was a good idea for the Sonics to give up those draft choices so they could free up some money under the cap, you know, to go after a wide body to help them in the paint?
Yes. You're on the air.
Bulldog. I know you're in there. Get out here. Oh, give me a break, Leonard, like you haven't fantasized about this moment.
Go away, Rod.
Will you grow up? So you got dumped. You got a little payback for the way you treated women all your life. Besides, Bulldog I know doesn't get sad. He gets angry.
You're right. This stinks! This is total BS!
If you don't come out in the next 3 seconds, I'm gonna reach in there and drag you out by your ankles!
Hello, Roz, playing hard to get.
It's Bulldog. You're a psychiatrist? Help him.
As distressed as I am by his condition, he's not the only one suffering here. In 8 minutes, Frazier and I are going to lose our patio table.
Well, as long as Frazier's filling in for Bulldog, you're not going anywhere.
You poor man, help is at hand.
No shrinks. I hate shrinks. They're all a bunch of wimps, weirdos. Help me.
There. I'm here for you. And you're over there for me. I sense you're in a great deal of pain.
Yeah? Make it stop.
No. No, the first step toward healing is not to bury the pain, but to feel it at its fullest depth. Okay, well, before security arrives, let's skip on to step two.
What is going on?
Excuse me, Bulldog. Frazier, please, we're in session.
Look, Nice, we have to pull this man together in minutes, not in a lifetime, for God's sake.
How dare you talk to me like that? You think
I will talk to you anyway. I wish to. We don't have the time for this now. Get out.
All right. Bulldog, I'm referring you to my brother. Frazier, I'll call Francois, tell him there's been a death in the family. That ought to buy us another 10 minutes.
All right, Bulldog, look, we're on a news break. You have got to pull yourself together because there is no way I'm enduring any more of that humiliation.
I am not going out there, man.
You have got to! I can't even decipher the abbreviations on the score sheets. I'm guessing by your producer's guffaws that it is not the Cleveland Independent.
I just never felt this way about a chick before.
And I was even thinking about her and me having kids. Isn't that scary?
Positively bone-chilling.
It hurts like hell. Look,
I know, Bulldog. Often through pain we can achieve emotional growth. It reminds me of a paper I recently presented to the Vancouver Psychiatric Association. The gravamen of my discourse was that the sufferer, i.e. you...
Doc, you're hurting my head here. Can't you stop being a shrink and just be like a guy?
Like a guy. Like a guy. Screw her!
What?
Yeah, you don't need her. She's trash.
Yeah, trash.
You're better off without her. We both are.
I like the sound of this.
Yeah, so do I. It's unattractive, yet liberating. Rather like the one and only time I wore a European bathing suit. Oh, I'm sorry. She's a bitch!
Hey, she wasn't even that hot.
You're right. All she did was save you the trouble of having to dump her.
I never thought about that.
There you go.
Hey, I'm feeling a little better, Doc.
That's right.
Thanks. It's great talking to you.
Likewise. You know, I could talk like this for another 30 seconds. It was nothing. It was less than nothing.
Yeah, right.
But tomorrow you're going to find somebody even hotter. And you know what you're going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to have your fun with her, and then you're going to dump her just for the hell of it.
Yeah, dump her.
And you know what? You're not going to feel bad about it at all. You know why? Because we're guys, and that's what guys do.
Distressing news, Fraser. Francois gave away our table.
Screw him!
Excuse me?
You heard what I said. We don't need him or his stinky little restaurant. There are plenty of restaurants in town. I say we go somewhere we don't even need a reservation. Thank you, Nance.
You're welcome.
Yes, you know, if we hasten, perhaps we can catch the first idiot, Le Cigar Volant.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.